Robert Puente says under current law, it's a misdemeanor to leave a loaded gun unsecured where children have access to it. He'd like to make it a felony. The proposal comes in the wake of two recent Milwaukee incidents. In March, a 4-year-old boy shot himself while playing with a gun his mother had left under the bed. And on Saturday, a 3-year-old left alone in a car found his mother's gun and accidentally shot himself. Both children survived with serious injuries. But Madison State Representative and gun control advocate Therese Brousseau says such a law change is unlikely to win support.
Even something as simple as a bill that would give a tax credit for buying a gun safe was not considered and won't be considered by this legislature as it stands now.
If new laws won't help prevent accidents with loaded guns, technology might. Dr. Stephen Hargarten heads the Injury Research Center at the Medical College of Wisconsin. He sees promise in a new German-made smart gun that will only fire when the owner is wearing a watch that electronically disables a trigger lock. Hargarten says if the new gun becomes popular, it could prove as effective as child-safe caps on pill bottles.
We've seen a remarkable decrease in aspirin overdoses and Tylenol overdoses with children because it's in a container that is not amenable to a curious 3-year-old. I think that's really an important public health approach.
But Hargarten says even such new technology will have limited effect if gun owners don't do a good job of teaching their children not to play with guns. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.